What happens when you say yes for an entire year? Join WBEZ on October 26th for an evening with Titan of Television Shonda Rhimes as she recounts lessons from her best-selling memoir, Year of Yes. Tickets at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Local immigrant advocacy groups are demanding work permits for all undocumented residents, and not just recent migrants. About 500,000 immigrants in Illinois don't have the same job permits and protections granted to Venezuelan migrants by President Biden in recent weeks. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang spoke with Rosie Carrasco from the group Chicago Community and Workers' Rights.
Workers that has been here working for many years, they also deserve to have a job permit to be able to work with the dignity they deserve.
In other migrant news, more migrant buses arrived in Chicago over the weekend, with reports saying some came in during hours when city officials were not available to receive them. Local groups say Texas Governor Greg Abbott is using asylum seekers to drive a wedge among immigrant communities in blue cities and states. Pilsen-based Resurrection Project is planning a rally October 12th to advocate for work permits for longtime undocumented Chicagoans. And some good news. The number of Chicago murders keeps falling. Last month, the city had the fewest murders of any September in 9 years. My colleague Chip Mitchell examined police data from the mayor's office. There were 45 murders this past month. A WBEZ analysis finds that's fewer than any September since 2014. Looking at this whole year, Chicago murders are down 26% from 2022, a recent peak. Carjackings are also way down this year. But not all the numbers are dropping. Reported robberies are way up. After Larry Snelling was sworn in as police superintendent last week, he told reporters CPD is using technology to track stick-up crews and repeat offenders. He said the department will also form teams focused on robberies. Cook County wants to bridge the digital divide for residents who don't have access to or can't afford internet connection. My colleague Claudia Morrell reported the story. The county announced its first ever digital equity action plan yesterday. It's a blueprint for how the county will invest in expanding internet access. Here's the county director of digital equity, Kyla Williams-Tate.
No one should feel lucky to have access to the internet.
That's right.
And we endeavor to change that here in Cook County. We should not see families sitting in fast food parking lots late at night doing homework because they don't have access to the internet at home.
Tate says for 11% of county residents, their cell phone is their only connection to the online world. Some ideas include expanding public Wi-Fi and using federal subsidies to help cover the cost of internet service bills. And a new study found that of the arts in Chicago, theaters were hit the hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events partnered with SMU Data Arts to study the arts sector in the city. They found in-person attendance for the performing arts was 60% lower last year than it was pre-pandemic. Cultural Affairs Commissioner Aaron Harkey told me the city is working on ways to turn the numbers around.
We're committed to, you know, identifying where resources would be most valuable, in addition to just thinking about, you know, things that we can do in the short term, like, you know, marketing and promotion.
The study examined trends in the arts from 2019 to 2022. And some quick things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is telling President Joe Biden that the federal government's lack of response at the southern border has created a, quote, untenable situation in, quote, mostly unsupported Illinois. In a letter, Pritzker outlined a list of requests. He says the feds must take a more active role in migrant transportation and placement, waive application fees for people seeking temporary protected status, and stop ignoring Illinois' requests for Medicaid waivers and housing vouchers, among other demands. More than 15,000 migrants have arrived in Chicago since last September, and buses are now arriving daily around the clock. For the first time, the Chicago Bulls are hosting training camp in Nashville at Belmont University. Team leaders say being on the road will help give the team a chance to build chemistry. Training camp starts today and will last for 5 days before the Bulls head up to Milwaukee Sunday to open the preseason against the Bucks. And the unusually warm streak continues with highs today and tomorrow in the low 80s. If you love listening to this show, then please rate and review us. It helps more people find The Rundown. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.